asking what I think is an obvious question. We'll see if you agree. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. As I approach 400 lifetime episodes of this podcast, 400 or so might be it. Been doing it for 10 years or so. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing via joebucksfan.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It is presented by Plantation Palms Golf Club. General Manager Jesse Pratt and the entire staff were terrific to us at my sold-out 52nd golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour 52, which kicked off our 2025-2026 golf season with a lot of help from Lithium Battery Power and Heads and Tails. Over the weekend, thanks to Jesse and the staff of Plantation Palms Golf Club for what they did for us, for what they always do for us, for the relationship I have with Jesse and the staff. I'm actually going back out there this weekend because in addition to their par 72 championship course, they have a tremendous mini golf that is themed for Halloween. And I'm meeting a wonderful friend of mine and her seven-ish year old son. I'm losing count as he grows to play mini golf on Sunday afternoon. We can't play at night because it's just too spooky. So it's themed for Halloween now, and then come November, it'll flip to Christmas. And these are the fun things that go on at Plantation Palms Golf Club. The community is open to the public. The club is open to the public. The restaurant is open to the public. And you can book private events, as I do, every year at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Visit PlantationPalms.net for tee times and other information. It is Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes. Ask for Jesse Pratt. Tell him you're a listener of mine. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They played in the recent Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They put together the gift baskets with some help from Jesse Pratt, adding some free golf for winners. A flight overall and B flight for Todd Wright Tour 52. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Simple as that. If you are in need of legal assistance, they can be your first call. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. to request the free consultation. Email, let's do it three times. I talked about this on the Fantasy Podcast. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Simple question. Why is Tua apologizing? I'll ask again. And let me ask again. Why is Tua apologizing? One more, just like the email. Why is Tua apologizing? I had a feeling we were going down this road after his post-game comments when the Dolphins couldn't hold on to the late lead. A lot of that going on in the NFL. That's another podcast. Teams winning late, where it looks like one team won in the last minute or so, and then the other team wins. When I heard Tua's comments, when I exchanged some texts with people I like to talk football with about Tua's comments, I said, watch Tua take the blame for this, for make him the bad guy. It's played out exactly as I thought. Let me share a little story. I probably shouldn't do this, but I am. Because maybe I am like Tua, not as highly paid, not as good looking. Went to school in Miami, don't live in Miami. Not left-handed, kind of wish I was. So I mentioned the golf tournaments. I've hosted 52 of these now in 10 years. I started in October of 2015. I did one to see if I could do it, if anybody would show up. And we've been doing it for 10 years. And along the way, I've built, attempted to maintain, or chosen not to maintain some golf relationships throughout the greater Tampa Bay area and the state of Florida. I've done the best I could. I played in an event at a golf property in Tampa a number of years ago on a particular day of the week and didn't like something about that event. I went on social media and I said, why does this always happen at events like this? I didn't name the club. The picture wouldn't have told most people where the club was. It was an overall comment. It was honest. And instead, I got pushback from the club and others saying they didn't like it. Not that they were going to do anything about it, but they didn't like that I said it. About a year later, I ran into a gentleman I respect who works in the golf business, who has a connection at that club. I brought it up. And after a pause, that man said to me, you should apologize. Then he said, even if you don't mean it, you should apologize. And I walked away. What do I have to apologize for? I said something I didn't like. I said why I didn't like it. The people responsible or involved got butthurt, didn't change anything, didn't answer the question. They were also cloaked. Yeah, some knew where I was, but it wasn't just talking about them. But yeah, they were involved. They didn't do anything about it. They bitched at me. How dare you say this, even though it's accurate? And then a year later, someone who has business interests there says to me, you should apologize. For what? What did I do wrong? What was inaccurate about my comment? I had someone say, oh, yeah, it doesn't fit your narrative. Excuse me, why don't you fucking talk English and say it to my face? I research everything I say. I'm accountable for everything I say. I'm accountable for everything I do. I hold people in my life accountable for it. Ask anyone who plays in my golf tournaments, especially the next one, because I've had an initiative for a while on scorecards. And if they're not going to follow it, they're going to be called out in front of everybody at the next tournament. I'm tired of covering their ass. And I don't want to hear about you forgot, because this just in. Things you forget are things you don't freaking care about. I never apologized. I still feel the same way about that. And I don't go back to that golf club. Well, I have gone back once as the guest of a good friend and a colleague whose daughter worked at the property. And I just showed up and played, realized how much I didn't like the golf course anyway. Why should I apologize for making a comment based on fact that bothered some people, yet they did nothing about it? No explanation. No, yeah, you're right. Or it was just, why are you saying that? Why are you posting that? Yeah, because maybe it needs to get your attention. that if I don't like it, others don't like it. But I am going to speak out. I am going to hold you and other properties accountable for this shit. You shouldn't say it. Why the hell not? What did I do wrong? Are you trying to censor me? Am I supposed to just fall in line with what you think is right when I think it's wrong? Translation. Why is Tua apologizing? Do I need to say his full name? Why is Tua Tagovailoa apologizing for making accurate comments about his team after a frustrating loss? Now let's get something out of the way. No one here on this podcast, and I would imagine most of you, think Tua is a great quarterback. That's not what we're talking about here. But do we all agree he's probably better than that organization? Someone on PFT Live, Peacock. Was it McCourty? Was it Sims? Was it somebody else said? No, it was Omar Kelly. Covers the Dolphins. At the owners' meetings where a lot of great information is exchanged, Omar Kelly on PFT Live earlier this week said he talked to another either coach or general manager of another team about Tua's struggles with the Dolphins, and the response was, if they don't want him, I'll take him. Omar went the next step and said that coach or GM, sorry Omar, I forgot which it was, has since addressed his quarterback situation. So it may or may not have been Seattle. It may or may not have been Tennessee. So it was before free agency in the draft, I assume. What did Tua do wrong? So he apologizes for being honest. Yet his job is to stand in front of media covering the team, a local and national outlet for everyone to know what's going on with the Dolphins. He is required to do this after games, then later in the week, and maybe once more for the visiting media. That's your role as a starting quarterback. Other players, I believe, only once per week for 1 hour in locker room access are made available. That's the rule. I know because the Giants violated it earlier this year. First couple weeks, they wouldn't let Jackson Dart or Jameis talk to the media during that availability. So, Tua's the only guy talking, other than the head coach. You're putting him out there. He's just talking about what's going on that he doesn't like. Do you want him to lie? Do you want him to just bullshit his way through it? Both teams played real hard. I'm just here so I don't get fined. You know, go down that road. Why is Tua the one apologizing for not showing up, for being late, for, I will say it, the bad culture of the Miami Dolphins? Why isn't the owner apologizing for being a bad owner? Why isn't the general manager apologizing for being the longest tenured general manager without a playoff appearance and or win? The Dolphins, and trust me, I bring this up a lot, and I have some friends who are really good Dolphins fans. And when I went to college, I went to Dolphins games on free tickets from our dorm at the University of Miami, or I think we paid maybe $4 or $8 when Joe Robbie Stadium first opened. So I went to Dolphins games. Lost track of what I was thinking there. Hold the owner accountable for being a bad owner. He's not a good one. He's not going to talk. Hold the general manager accountable. Oh, what I was going to say is, as a Cowboy fan, when people throw shade at me for my favorite team, why don't you pick on someone who hasn't won a fucking playoff game the entire 21st century? There's one of those in the NFL. It's the Miami Dolphins. That's sad. I love that 1972 team. This is a team, and then they get criticized for celebrating when the record stays intact. For those who criticize the 72 Dolphins for celebrating something that's never been done, yeah, fuck you. Seriously. Who the hell are you to criticize them? They did something that's never been done. I don't give a shit that you're tired of them celebrating. Who the hell are you? I love that 72 team. I've studied them. I've read books on them. And with a 17, soon to be 18 game schedule, increased playoffs, yeah, good luck anyone else running the table. They had Dan Marino. They had Don Shula. What do they have now? Honestly, the guy apologizing is probably the best employee in the organization. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of the equipment managers or some of the office personnel or what have you. And Tua may not be a franchise quarterback, the likes of some of the best in the game, but really you're making him apologize? Why? He's the only one talking. He sees the problem that we all see. Any doubt, going back to the Omar Kelly comment about what another GM or coach said at the owners' meetings, any doubt Tua would be better off somewhere else? Any doubt? I have no doubt. None. He might actually win a playoff game somewhere else. Fresh start. This was the guy Nick Saban benched Jalen Hurts for at halftime of a national title game. Put him in. Won the game. Won the national championship on the big stage for the first time for Nick Saban at Alabama. Won it. Hurts transfers. Because we're learning just kind of how sensitive Hurts is. Maybe that's another podcast. So, again, kind of knew where this was going. And I've been there. You call it like you see it, and then you're the one being asked to apologize for calling it like you see it? No. That's one of the things that's wrong with our world. If we see something, well, you shouldn't say anything. Yeah, yeah, I am. And maybe if more of us said things, less of that shit would be going on. Hold people accountable. Don't apologize when you have nothing to apologize for. It would have been great had Tua got up later this week and said, So I was told I needed to come in front of all of you and apologize for the things I said after Sunday's game. I'm not. Here's who's not showing up. Here's the problem. And air it all. What are the Dolphins going to do? What are they going to do? Cut him? Better for Tua. What are they going to do? Trade him? Better for Tua. There are some players who probably would have loved if he did that. There are some fans who would have loved if he did that, even if he got cut or traded. You do realize this is an organization where many of us feel the only reason why the failed general manager still is the general manager is because the minute he's fired and not an employee of the team and getting a paycheck, he can contribute tangible evidence to the Brian Flores lawsuit against Stephen Ross and the NFL. That's your qualification to stay GM? that you would otherwise have damning evidence against your owner in the league? This is who's running your personnel department? This is why you're the only franchise in the NFL without a playoff win in the 21st century. Tua's not the problem. Let him talk. And if you don't want to let him talk, trade him or cut him. He'll be better off anywhere else. Give him the Joe Flacco treatment. Mike Tomlin had some fun with that this week. By the way, Joe Flacco now has started as many games in the NFL against Mike Tomlin as a guy drafted in the first round a year before him started in his entire NFL career against anybody. Jamarcus Russell. I'm done for now. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. I'll say it once. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Plantation Palms Golf Club and Brandon Legal Group. Thanks for listening.